Today's podcast is brought to you by itpro.tv. You can find links in the description, which could be above, below, or on the side, depending on your app, as I've been told multiple times by multiple people. But itpro.tv, we got a good link down in the description. We'll have a bit more on them here in
Thank you for doing that. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. In fact, this very weekend, you know, I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and it's always like, they're always pointing at different parts of the screen, and it's like, yeah, that's not where that thing is.
Why can't
I? Not necessarily. Just don't point there. You know, UIs change. Maybe the bell's going to be in a different place next week because of some Google algorithm or whatever.
I can't change the image. What?
Yeah, just leave it.
Oh, I know why.
Oh, because you're using Miracast.
No. I'm plugged in. It's, I may have made a dumb.
No, not you, Brad. What? Come on. That's got to be something else.
I appreciate the... whatever, but you know what, they're gonna get the whole day, because the whole episode, because I can't,
because technology.
I could probably learn, like, on itpro.tv how to configure this correctly, but what happened, Paul, is I have the image in a different folder than the first ring daily image, so usually I can just, like, toggle back and forth between
them. Break the fourth wall, Brad. It's okay.
Anyways, happy Monday, Paul.
Is it? This is gonna be a busy week.
It's a very busy week. For those who are not familiar, we have Microsoft Ignite part one or two, depending on how you slice the carrot. I don't even know if that's a right analogy. But anyway, happening.
There's tomorrow. A house we walked by when we walked the dog, and a lot of the snow has been melting. We still, depending on the spot in the yard, have 2 feet of snow, and then over here you can see the grass. And it's very strange, but there's a house. That it's like this, it's like a red scarf and kind of almost a circle on the snow. There's a hat. There's a piece of a carrot, right? And it's in like a couple of mittens, and it's just sitting there in a circle on the snow. And I was like, this is a crime scene. Like, this used to be a snowman and now it's dead. Like, somebody should investigate this. I should take a picture of it. It's pretty funny. All right. Anyway,
great story. And hopefully it ended with you finding $5.
No.
Yeah. So we got Ignite. There's going to be a bunch of IT pro productivity thingy announcements this week.
I think you're going to, nothing unexpected, I would imagine, but lots of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the traditional. And Microsoft apparently says Halo Infinite is a spiritual reboot. I mean, Halo 5 wasn't bad enough, so they're just going to...
So actually, they kind of dump on Halo 5
in this article.
I didn't get into that in too much detail in my little post. I mostly just wanted people to see the shots because it's starting to look nice, you know, unlike last August or whatever that was. But yeah, they were saying, you know, when they look back at the games, there are these classic elements of the first three Halo titles in particular that they wanted to kind of evoke, you know, the wide open spaces, a lot of the geography inspired by the Pacific Northwest, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff. And they're like, you know, when we look at Halo 5, like, obviously, like, they were trying to increase the density of the graphics and, you know, take advantage of all the modern hardware and all that stuff. But what they realized was they made it kind of busy. And, you know, they've gone back to the earlier designs for some of the, you know, the creatures and then the vehicles and the environments and all that kind of stuff. So they're like, it's still going to look better. But, you know, we realized, like, making it completely true to life wasn't the right angle to, you know, head toward. And now it's like, it's, you know, still obviously it's, you know, believable physics and whatnot. But it's a science fiction story. So it's like, you know, it could be a little out there and a little less than perfect. Or a little less than true to life, maybe is the right way to say it. So anyway, it looks good to me.
You look good to me. ITPro.tv is a skills development platform helping to bridge that gap by providing online training for IT professionals. And they do it in a pretty cool way. It feels more like a talk show rather than a classroom. And you can do this as a business. You can do this as your personal. It's just a more affordable and convenient way. And you can do it at your own pace to kind of upskill yourself, especially as we get hopefully prepared to go back into the office. And for First Ring Daily listeners, you can go to itpro.tv/ring. And there's a coupon code RING30 and get up to 30% off. You should definitely check them out. It's a really fast, easy, and convenient way to upskill yourself in the world of IT. Definitely didn't mess anything up today. Well, my day was like screwed up already. It's 9 o'clock. I had to take my car in to get, it's needed some, like, there's like a headrest rattling and just some other like very, very minor things that I've just wanted to address and just kind of compiling them. And so I finally took my car in this morning and I had to drop it off at 8:15. Honestly, like the best drop off experience I've ever had. Like with Tesla, you either get like really good service and everything's great, or you just get like bottom of the barrel and you hate the company forever. Like it sounds like there's not really a middle ground, but I just pulled in, they raised the gate for me. I pulled in, pulled my car. I said, "Mr. Chams, these are the things you complain about or whatever." And they said, "Yeah." And they said, "Okay, here's your loaner." I was there 5 minutes,
Nice.
I thought my dad, I actually texted my dad. He was going to come pick me up. Sure. And then I felt kind of bad about this. My dad called me after I got back and said that. And he was like, "I actually had a few things to talk to you about." It's like, "Oh, sorry, Dad." nothing serious, but anyway, so I didn't get whatever. Anyways, my car's getting some squeaky things fixed, and here we are.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a little off my rocker,
but no, I'm beside myself today. I just had the crappiest weekend I've had in a long time, and I'm like I told you before the show, I want to strangle something. I just anything. Maybe the dog will screw up. I don't know.
Paul's been having tech trash.
Just horrific. I mean,
tech problems.
If you looked at a really high level from what I did on Saturday and Sunday, my wife had a lot of extra work to do, so we stayed in, we just worked, and or I tried to. I posted one article to the site both days. I worked on the book both days. But those 2 days couldn't have been more different. And Saturday, I'm not going to go into it here. I can't. I'm really getting tired of stuff not working, and it seems like everything I own doesn't work to some degree. You know, I had that NUC that was destroyed by the lightning blast. The replacement I'm using is a 2 year older version that has display problems. I tried to fix that on Saturday. I wasted hours on this, and what I arrived at is I'm now using an older, smaller display because as part of my troubleshooting, right? I swapped everything out. And it still has the same display problems. The problem there is the computer, but the monitor has problems too. Like some of the display, the inputs don't work. And I think it's related to that lightning thing. It's got to be because this is what I was, you know, I was using all this stuff together. It makes sense. Half the stuff in my office failed. I mean, like, remember I had like a wireless charger that went down.
Yeah, well, you mentioned this. You said that people told you that just, you know, over the coming years.
It goes on and it's like it's like you're haunted now, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know what you should do?
Yeah, move.
Well.
No, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, Paul, I don't think moving is going to help the lightning issue because, first off, you might take the stuff with you. And second of all, I'm pretty sure Mother Nature hates you, and so they just strike your new house. Anyways.
Okay, but where's like Tornado Alley? I'm just going to go there and be done with it, you know?
Paul, live from the middle of Kansas, exactly. Where Kansas meets Oklahoma.
Yeah, perfect.
It's, yeah. What I was going to say is that you should does Kansas touch Oklahoma?
Does Kansas touch Oklahoma? I think it does. I think it's right on top.
I was trying to think, where's Nebraska? It's right around there.
Nebraska is above?
No, it does. It does. Kansas? It does. Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, there's a geography lesson for people outside the US.
Maybe I should look at a map before I open my mouth. But go on.
What I was going to say is you should build a PC.
Build a PC. There you go. There's the solution. Inject my own stupidity into the creation of a thing I'm going to rely on. You know, I think the smarter thing for me, and this is just for me because, again, I'm a freaking – and by the way, Kansas – and Nebraska is on top of Kansas, thank God – is what I want is my old computer back, and why can't it work? Why? I love that thing. I think I'm just going to get another, not like a new one. You know,
you really are just
set in my ways.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, not learning from past mistakes. I mean,
well, okay. So to be fair to myself, I will say I experiment with a lot of things a lot.
You do.
And I mean, I really do. I try different configurations. I mean, one of the things I'm working on now is like, I've got to write up about that Thunderbolt dock, and I consider like, does it make sense to you? And it's something I did this last fall. Actually, I did this after that NUC failed. I was like, well, what if I used a docked laptop? What if I just used a laptop up on a, you know, like without an external display? I try all these things. And the truth is, like, I just don't find that. I know this works for people. It's like the multiple display thing. Like, people don't understand why don't you use multiple displays? I do. I have three displays right here, and none of them are connected to the same thing. Like, they're all used for different things. But I just, it's just the way I, it just, what's, it's what works for me. It's not like I've gone down one path and never even thought about something else. I continually experiment with stuff. And as part of the hours I wasted on Saturday, I did this again. I started swapping, you know, different machines out and different, and it's like, I just like the way this normally works, you know, not the way it works now, but I try.
See, you tried and failed. And that's why you should build a computer. Cause I would like to.
I have built a computer.
I know. I'm not saying you can't or haven't. I'm just, I would like to get about 7 cameras. Watch you just build one. Just, you know, I'd make an afternoon out of it.
Listen, oh God, Siri just chimed in from something I said.
maybe she can fix your monitor.
I took a screenshot of it trying to shut her up. Anyway, I don't see the value of it for myself.
Well, the problem you're going to have right now is if you try to build anything without a middle of the road graphics card, you're not going to be able to do it.
I will say this. I mean, part of the reason it even went through my head to, like, let me think about laptops again, mm-hmm. right? Is this, which I'm going to have to give back, you know, but the eGPU thing that I'm also testing right now, right? Now, this thing would work with, it would turn my newer NUC into a gaming PC. And I really like the idea of that, having the little NUC at the top, you have a cable go down, you can leave the thing on the ground. It's kind of like a hybrid desktop computer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, in that configuration, because it's not a laptop, it's not like I'm ever going to disconnect the graphics and just use the computer. It's not a laptop, but you could use a laptop like that, obviously, and that's probably the more common use. It's absolutely the more common use. But I can't even do that because the older NUC I have doesn't support Thunderbolt. It's only got one USB-C port, and it's not Thunderbolt. So I can't use that for that. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll use a laptop. And anyway, we don't have enough time on the show for me to go through how frustrating Saturday was. And I don't, even the thing I'm writing for the newsletter is going to be way too long because it's just not possible to condense my frustration down into a few concise sentences.
Well, if you find yourself frustrated with IT software, you should head over to itpro.tv/ring for an offer. Actually, the promo code is ring30 and get up to 30% off on your plans. And that wraps it up for today, folks. We will catch all of you right back here tomorrow. If Paul survives.